Well, as I was reflecting on today's text, and especially today's gospel, I couldn't help but think that, you know, there's many ways in which I identify with this woman today in Luke's gospel. A woman who had suffered for 18 years and perhaps had lived more of her life in despair and hopelessness than she could even begin to speak of. And I couldn't help but think that there are probably times in each of our own lives when we adopt a kind of hopeless spirit, resigning ourselves at times perhaps to living without the prospect of things ever getting better. So I thought, what are some illustrations out there that maybe could help characterize the feelings that we all wrestle with? And the closest image that I could find that portrays that spirit comes from tales of old. Tales of those who sailed in great vessels on the high seas. And they found themselves at times subject to the whims of the ocean winds. It seems that any seafarer who was worth his salt, so to speak, knew that there were places on the vast canvas of the world's oceans where winds could grow dangerously fickle. In fact, there were old navigational charts of the ocean's currents drawn up in order to highlight those specific regions along the equator, north of the equator in the Atlantic, the Pacific, as well as the Indian Oceans, that were very subject to what was labeled the doldrums. Because the prevailing winds in these areas were typically quite stagnant, sea captains on great sailing vessels learned to avoid these doldrums like the plague. However, every now and then, an unfortunate sailing ship would unknowingly wander or drift into those doldrums, or the location of the doldrums shifted from north or south and captured an unwary ship in its clutches. The tragic result of such captivity could be devastating. Sails of a ship caught in the doldrums would sag and droop lifelessly for days on end, maybe even weeks. And the only hope for security or safety or rescue from such a place called the doldrums was to hopefully drift back out of that region by some merciful wind that filled the sails and pushed the trapped vessel into safer waters. Sadly, though, as the stories go, some ships never escaped the doldrums, and the sailors on those vessels, caught in such a state, had been known to die there. Now that's what I call a picture of utter hopelessness and stuckness. Friends, maybe you've had periods in your life where maybe you felt that way. Times when you sensed you were imprisoned by some situation, some feeling or circumstance that was slowly but surely draining the life away from your life, and the sails of your lives were drooping hopelessly. If this is so, I hope you can allow today's gospel lesson to speak to you, to breathe a bit of fresh new life into your lives, a breath of hope, if you will. For the good news that all of us need to hear and to claim is that our Lord Jesus is the hope giver and the doldrum destroyer. Now, how can I say that with such confidence before you today? Because I look at the powerful witness of God's word as it speaks. And today in Luke's gospel, we read of a time in which new hope was restored for one who was hopeless. We read of a time where Jesus is appearing in a synagogue, a place of worship, on a Sabbath morning. It's clear the religious authorities were watching our Lord's every action that day, and they were waiting to pounce upon him whenever they got the chance. On this Sabbath, as on our holy day, all life was dedicated to worship, to a time of praising the living God. When suddenly, in the midst of this worshiping group, a woman who had been crippled for 18 years, we're told, is drawn to our Lord. And wonderfully so, our Lord is drawn to her. This woman is so severely bent over by all that has been burdening her that Luke writes she is unable to stand up straight. Now, it's hard to say what caused this woman's trouble, but Luke seems to lend a clue or two when he writes these words: a woman appeared with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. Now, I thought that was a very interesting description of this woman's malady, to be crippled by a spirit. In my 60-plus years of living, I have to say I've come to know more than a few people who I could probably describe in a similar way: crippled by a spirit. And to be completely honest with you, that crippling wasn't necessarily associated directly with a physical malady, but rather these were individuals who appeared to be crippled by a spiritual or emotional burden that they were carrying heavily. Let me give you a couple of examples. I can recall images of young people who developed poor posture, all because of a sudden growth spurt in the fifth or sixth grade, and almost overnight they found themselves towering over their peers. And it seems that this particular malady was traumatic for young girls who failed to realize that they are beautiful just the way they are. These young women somehow wanted, like most 12-year-olds, to blend in, to fit in, and to appear different was the last thing in the world you wanted to have happen. And so a strikingly beautiful, willowy, tall young woman starts drooping her shoulders and slouching her posture, crippled, I would say, by a spirit of embarrassment. I've seen people bent over with a perceived weight of their responsibilities in life. Not that their duties were any greater than anyone else's, but they were weighed down by what they sensed was their own shortcomings. The sad truth is, these burdened children of God were never inadequate, but somewhere along the way, they were made to feel that way. Perhaps as a result of a thoughtless comment or word delivered by a parent or a coach or a so-called friend. And so these wounded ones go around living as if they're carrying the weight of the world upon their shoulders. And you can almost see how their spirit is crippled in the way they walk and in the way they talk. The living expression of that character Eeyore that some of you might remember from the tales of Winnie the Pooh. How are you doing, Eeyore? Oh, just fine. Thanks for noticing. Now hear me rightly, friends. I'm not pointing fingers here or making judgments, because if I were to do so, I certainly would have to admit that I find myself crippled in spirit more times than I care to admit. It's alarming how many of us who are healthy, intelligent, gifted people of God can go through life sometimes sabotaging ourselves because we're struggling with negative spirits that harass or haunt us to such a degree that we can find ourselves stuck in hopeless emotional doldrums. This is why I celebrate before you today the good news of our gospel story in Luke. A woman who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 long years is now seen by Jesus. And I want to say that maybe it's even more accurate to say that this woman began seeing Jesus for who he really was. Luke goes on and says, Jesus sees the woman across the room, and she sees him, and he calls out to her and says, "Woman, you are set free." And then he reaches out and touches her, and she's able to stand up immediately tall and to give praise to God. It was as if the wind of the Holy Spirit itself rushed into the heart and the life and the spirit of this woman, lifting her up and out of these doldrums that had weighed her down far longer than she ever cared to admit. Friends, if you're feeling bent over these days by your burdens, the burden of heart or mind or spirit, then I hope this message speaks to your heart and that it is a message that you can begin to claim afresh. There is one who wants to set us free, one who has dreamed of the day when each and every one of us would stand up tall and walk straight, filled with the Spirit of the living God. Like a rush of a mighty wind, our Lord Jesus has proven over and over again, he indeed has the power to set us free, to bring about a healing and a hope, not only for us as individuals, but a hope and healing for this broken world of ours. Friends, it's Jesus, the self-described overcomer who has overcome the ways of the world, who can still fill the sails of our lives with the wind of a new, rejuvenating, life-giving spirit, moving each and every one of us out of our doldrums, our hopelessness, our stuckness. The scriptures proclaim the truth well. The Apostle Paul writes in 2 Corinthians, "The Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." This is why I have hope in today's gospel. In many respects, as I said at the very beginning, this woman reveals to us a picture of ourselves. Each of us, whether we're willing to admit it or not, is at times bent low by the weight of those things that burden and bind us. A burden, perhaps, that we have sought relief from in the quietness of our own hearts. We've sought to do a lot of the work ourselves. But how often have we turned to Jesus? I find it fascinating that this whole story's context takes place on a Sabbath day, in a setting dedicated to worship, very much like our own, where a woman met Jesus. And I suspect it was the hope of meeting Jesus that brought her to that place of worship in the first place. And as the woman drew near to Jesus, we're told that by her presence there in that place, Jesus was able to draw near to her. Dear friends, if only we could see our time of worship, our moments in this place, as an opportunity to draw near to Jesus, to open ourselves afresh to him, to do it as often as we can. And it doesn't have to be within the confines of this building, but in a quiet place in our homes virtually every day. To open ourselves to the life-giving God who longs to bring healing to our spirits. Friends, can we admit in the quiet moments of our souls that we always need Jesus? We need him to set us free. To set us free from those stuck places where we do find ourselves, stuck in the doldrums, if you will, of sinful behaviors, stuck in a spirit of despair, stuck in those thoughts that are frustrating, stuck in that place where fear seems to rule. This is why I'm glad you're here. For it's in places just like this where Jesus is proclaimed that we need to be reminded again and again and again who really is the source that brings freedom. Our freedom-bearing God always stands ready to free each and every one of us. A freedom that was purchased for us at great cost when our Lord Jesus allowed himself to be bent and broken for our sakes upon a cross. And there, to guarantee that we could be set free from all that threatens to bind us and keep us burdened by the doldrums of life. Yes, it's Jesus who stands ready to fill the sails of our lives and to encourage us once again to hear the very message that was spoken simply but profoundly to that woman long ago. You are set free. And like a breath of fresh air into her life and into her spirit, she was able to stand tall again and profess faith. And to claim the victory that had always been hers. Friends, we are set free because of who Jesus is. But the question is, will we claim it? And will we allow that truth to really drive our lives? So that's my encouragement to you and to myself as well, to set the sail of our lives so that we are open of heart and mind and spirit to welcome the life-giving winds of God's presence right where we need it most, that we might live standing tall and courageous and bold, and to continue this journey of faithful living that God invites all of us to embrace. May it be so.